Welcome to the Leadership Podcast with Pastor Sam Carr. Here you'll learn godly principles and real-world techniques for leading effectively.
Hello, everyone. I'm Pastor Sam Carr. Welcome to the podcast today. Hey, I've got John Welch, Pastor John Welch from Lake Charles, Louisiana, the dwelling place with me again. John, good to have you again today.
Pastor, as always, it's a privilege to be here with you.
Well, I like doing these with you because we can kind of talk and bounce things around rather than me just up here talking by myself. So I like it.
I look forward to this.
I started in our last podcast a series, and I, you know, for lack of a better word, and it hadn't come out yet, so I know you hadn't listened to it, John.
Right.
But it's called Doing What You Preach, mm-hmm. Doers of What You Preach. And one of the things that I have found over the years with leaders, and we talked about this in the last podcast a little bit, is that what they preach and what they do does not always line up.
Yeah, yeah.
And there is a danger to that.
Yeah.
Because then it becomes something you do to motivate people to do something rather than preaching the gospel and allowing the Holy Spirit to motivate them to do something.
That's right, yeah.
And so I just want to talk a little bit about this, and because there are several aspects to this. Number one is, obviously, you've got to do what you preach because otherwise you're a hypocrite.
Right.
Hypocrisy is involved. But also you open yourself up to the devil.
It's true.
In so many ways because you don't live what you preach, and
yep.
then the enemy's going to try to come in and can come in and try to take advantage of that.
Yeah, he'll set you up for sure. Yeah,
absolutely. He'll set you up, and you've got to be very careful about that. And so you've got to be careful in those areas of it. But also, if you're not careful and you allow yourself just to preach this message and you're not living the message, you're not going to produce the fruit of the message. You're looking for fruit for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm sure everybody listening to me knows the scripture over in James, be doers of the word and not hearers only. And, I mean, I have to challenge myself because I'm when I'm preaching, a lot of times I'm preaching to myself.
Yeah.
You know? I'm saying, hey, you know, this is what the word says, and by the way, you need to do this too.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, because
yeah.
again, you get caught up the other way around. And James said, and we can use this as our kind of text today, it says, be doers of the word and not hearers only. Well, you can also add not our preachers only.
That's right.
Deceiving yourself.
Right.
You have to be a doer of what you preach, or you're going to deceive yourself.
Yes, sir.
There is a self-deception there. And to be honest with you, John, I've seen too many leaders get over into that self-deception. And I shared some examples on the last podcast about it. But I've been shocked at how many people will actually get over into a place where the message is one thing, but lifestyle is totally different.
Yes, yeah.
And you're deceived.
That's right.
You know, and you're not exempt from the Word of God. You're not exempt from what actually is required of you as a minister to do. Now, my mentors exhibited to me doers of the Word, and they not only preached it, but they did it. And so I was infused with that from the very beginning.
Yes, sir.
That's what I've got to do.
Right.
And so I just want to challenge you today because it goes on to say here, if you're a hearer of the word or a preacher of the word and not a doer, you're like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. Now, we're not talking about looking in a mirror. We're talking about the fact that you're looking into the word of God. The Bible says over in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, I think it's verse 18, it talks about that the word, the mirror is the word. That's what reflects back to us.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going to be preaching the word, it's going to reflect back to you.
Yes, sir.
And you've got to see yourself in that word. And it goes on to say that if you're just a doer, a preacher and not a doer, then you go your way and you forget what kind of man you were. Man, I tell you, I've seen ministers of God that they get so angry that they can't even hold in their emotions, but then they get up in the pulpit and preach about not being angry.
Flip the switch.
Flip the switch. And so that's the thing that I want to challenge you with today, because you're going to forget what manner a man you were. And it's interesting, too, this word here, natural face, literally means in the Greek text, the face of your birth. So your picture, your born again picture from the Word of God is how you ought to live your life.
Yeah.
And how you ought to operate. When you look in the Word, what you find with Paul is he's rebuking ministers almost as much as he is people, mm-hmm. because of the way they're behaving.
Right.
I mean, you think about it, it's kind of shocking, but he even rebuked Peter.
Right. Yeah.
He said, Peter, you're not acting right. You know, you're not doing what you preach.
That's right.
You know, you're preaching that Jesus has come to die for the Gentiles, and you separate yourself from them when the Jews come. That ain't.
Yeah,
I know Paul didn't use ain't, but that
well,
ain't
he was
right.
From the South.
Yeah. So maybe he was from South Israel or
maybe
something.
Maybe so. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So John, that's something that I don't know whether you've noticed or seen that before or not, or that's something that, you know, been a part of, you know, what you've seen. But it's very important as a leader that you got to lead by example.
Well, Pastor Sam, to me, what I hear you saying is it goes back to, I would call it Christianity 101 and kingdom, being kingdom-minded and being kingdom-oriented.
Right.
And, you know, when Jesus said in Mark chapter 4, he said the kingdom works on a very simple principle. It's called the seed principle. And he explained mm-hmm. what that principle was, and that's hearing God's truth, accepting it into
right.
our hearts.
Right.
Accepting it, not
yeah.
just letting it pass through us, but
that's
accepting
right.
it into
yeah.
our hearts.
Yeah.
And then it begins to bear fruit in our
yeah.
lives. And
yeah.
and so yeah, that was as he was explaining the kingdom
mm-hmm.
as pastors or ministers, that's what we're called to live by.
Yeah,
the
that's
kingdom,
exactly right.
The kingdom way of doing
yeah.
things.
Well, you've got to make up your mind how you're going to live your life, and I think that's the most important part about it. This is one scripture that really has helped me with this, and it's kind of a scary scripture, to be honest with you. Paul said this in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 27. He said, I discipline my body and bring it into subjection, lest when I have preached to others, I myself should be disqualified.
Mm.
Isn't that scary?
It is, yeah.
I mean, we ought to walk in the fear of God. If the Apostle Paul
yeah.
recognized that in his life, how much more should we as leaders today recognize that in our own lives?
Yeah.
I mean, to me, it's I don't know how to say it. I mean, it's got to be a lifestyle and a way of living in order to not be disqualified.
That's right.
Listen, if the Apostle Paul thought he could be disqualified, you ought to be terrified.
Yeah,
that you could be disqualified.
That's right. Yeah.
So
yeah.
What the main thing out of this, and we'll pick this up in the next podcast, but the main thing out of this is this. It's like you said about sowing seed, and what are you sowing to?
Yeah.
You know, are you sowing to the things of the flesh or the things of the spirit?
Yeah.
Paul said, I make sure that I discipline myself.
Yeah.
You know, on the other hand, it's interesting that he said, well, I don't have time to get into this, but on the other hand, he said this. He said, you know, I don't even judge myself. I'm judged by no man.
Right.
But on the other hand, he also was very cautious about what he did with his life.
That's right.
And that discipline in his life. And so bottom line is you got to be doers of what you preach.
Right.
And if you're not, you're going to be self-deceived, because what you're preaching should line up with what God is saying to everyone.
That's right.
Yeah. So I'll just use this as an example as we close today. But you know, I teach about giving all the time, mm-hmm. not necessarily taking a whole message, but when I, you know, at some point, usually when I'm receiving the offering, I'll say something about giving. Well, I'm not saying that to get other people's money. I'm telling them this works as a lifestyle.
That's right. That's right. Yeah.
And if you're not doing it yourself, then there's an issue with that.
That's right. Yeah.
You know, and so you've got to make up your mind. You're going to be a doer of what you preach. or you're going to be deceived.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got to do that. So you need, I need, we all need to examine ourselves and realize that's what we have to do in order to live the life God has for us. So,
that's right.
Hey,
it's good stuff.
Yep. Well, our time is up for today. Unfortunately, I'd like to go ahead and jump into this, but we'll do it on the next podcast. So stay tuned for the next podcast. God bless you.
Thanks for joining us today on the podcast. The Leadership Podcast is part of Word of Life Ministries in Shreveport, Louisiana. You can connect with Pastor Carr or Word of Life Ministries on our Facebook, Twitter, or at our website, wordoflifecenter.org.